Professor Alan Lichtman of American University. He is recognized as the prediction professor by the Washington Post. Dr. Lichtman has correctly predicted the outcome of every presidential election since 1984. And last November, he was one of the only, maybe the only major predictor who got it right all the way. He predicted Hillary Clinton would win the overall vote and that Donald Trump would prevail in the Electoral College and become the 45th American president. Alan Lichtman's new book is The Case for Impeachment, and he believes that President Trump will not last the full 4 years in office. Today is day 91 of the Trump presidency. Good morning, Dr. Alan Lichtman.
Good morning. Glad to be with you.
Nice to hear your voice. Well, let's start in 2016 before we get to the impeachment prediction by you. You predicted Donald Trump would win. As stated, you've gotten every election right since 84 as far as presidential cycles go. Why was it that you were able to know or at least think that President Trump would win when everybody else was saying it was in the bag for Hillary Clinton?
Right, because I didn't listen to everybody else. I did not pay any attention to the polls. I didn't listen to the pundits. I didn't follow the day-to-day ups and downs of the campaign, which are completely deceptive. Instead, I used my system, which you said has been accurate for more than 30 years, the keys to the White House, which focuses on the big picture. It looks at the strength and performance of the party holding the White House to gauge whether or not that party is likely to get 4 more years. And I was able to discern many, many vulnerabilities to the incumbent Democrats. They took a pasting in the midterms. Obama couldn't run again, so they had an open seat. They had pesky third parties nipping at their heels. They had a contentious nomination struggle. They didn't follow up Obamacare in the first term with a big domestic initiative in the second term, or follow up the killing of bin Laden in the first term with a big foreign policy triumph in the second term.
But they were facing an extremely wounded candidate on the other side in Donald Trump. And I think that's why many thought Hillary Clinton, despite her obvious flaws, would win. Why was the Trump phenomenon substantial enough to win the election?
Well, I think your point is a very good one, that Trump was a completely unprecedented kind of candidate, you know, with no history of public service, making offensive and racist remarks about women, Hispanics, African Americans. But my point was that any generic Republican would win this election because the people of America were ready to make a change, particularly given the Electoral College system. You know, when I first developed my keys in 1981, the popular vote drove the Electoral College. No longer. Democrats now pile up 6 million extra popular votes in New York and California, which count for zero in the Electoral College. So that's one big calculation that I had to change, although my basic theory and basic keys remain the same. And people have not yet really grasped this bifurcation of our politics between the popular vote and the Electoral College vote. But right now I'm ready to talk about my book.
Well, that's true. The book is The Case for Impeachment. And, of course, I think the residual impact of the hard-fought election is such that the political environment is poisonous right now, but Donald Trump seems to be helping his enemies quite a bit, to the point where you believe he won't even last 4 years. Why are you so steadfast in this belief, Professor Lichtman?
Yes, good question. It's not based on a formal mathematical model like my election predictions, but it's based on a deep study of history and contemporary politics. And I wrote this book as a guide for the American people because I think we should all be worried about our constitutional order, our liberties, our freedom, even our national security under President Trump. And the book guides the American people through the history of impeachment, the process of impeachment, the history of Donald Trump, and what's going on, at least in the first couple of months of his administration, that might strengthen some of the tendencies we see in his long career in business. And I lay out 8 possible scenarios by which Donald Trump could be impeached or removed from office.
What do you see, Professor Lichtman, as his most dangerous area of attack from his opponents right now. What's the most likely thing to bring him down if something does?
Sure. I think a couple of things. One, the Russia connection. If there was any collusion between Trump's team and Russia's reprehensible attack on our democracy, and Trump knew about it, that's called misprision of treason, serious federal crime, not reporting treason. That could be a basis for impeachment. And God forbid, if Trump himself was involved, he could be the first American president, or high official, really, ever charged formally with treason, which is a explicit ground under the Constitution. And we know there are three investigations going on. I don't prejudge them, but I do think there is a Russian sword of Damocles hanging over the head of this administration, because the response has been very typical of a Nixon-type cover-up. These guys said, oh, we had no contact with the Russians. Then when it turns out they did, they deflect, they deceive, and when they're finally nailed, they say, oh, it was all innocuous anyway, just like the Nixon administration said Watergate was a third-rate burglary. The other area is conflicts of interest. I point out in my book how Trump could have avoided this by divesting, but he didn't. He didn't follow the precedent of past presidents. He could have divested. Yeah, he would have taken a financial hit, but he still would have emerged a billionaire, and no one forced him to run for president. But he is running afoul of something called the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution, which simply says a president or any official of the federal government cannot take anything of value from a foreign government, a foreign entity, or a government-controlled bank or corporation, as it's been interpreted. And Donald Trump has far-flung business interests all over the world, just got lucrative trademarks from China shortly after it looked like he was backing off his two-China policy. And this clause in the Constitution is absolute. It doesn't require a quid pro quo, and it doesn't specify the amount. And, of course, he's got all kinds of domestic business interests, which are affected by so many of his decisions on taxes, on regulation, on trade, on labor. And we just saw something today which I thought was extraordinary, and that is Exxon, the company that his Secretary of State ran, is now asking for a waiver on the sanctions against Russia so it could conclude an energy deal with Russia. Watch that carefully. All That'll right. be a pretty good barometer.
You also note, as have others, but you believe that the Trump psychological component is an issue here, and it could trigger the 25th Amendment to remove him from office. That would seem a bit far-fetched, but you believe it could happen.
I think it is far-fetched, and I make it clear it's a remote possibility, but I explore all possibilities in the book. And people don't know about the 25th Amendment, do they? Under this amendment, there's a very difficult procedure for removing a president independent of impeachment. Mm-hmm. It requires the consent of a majority of the cabinet and the vice president, who are, of course, appointed by the president, and two-thirds of the Congress. It's never been used, of course. But I'm not a mental health professional, but several dozen mental health professionals have broken the long-standing so-called Goldwater Rule about not commenting on the mental health of a political figure, and have questioned Donald Trump's temperament. You know, I grew up in the 50s. We were terrified of the possibility of nuclear war. Now, for the first time, again, in my life, I am fearful about the possibility of nuclear war, and I worry whether Donald Trump has the temperament, the demeanor, the calm to deal with a potential nuclear crisis where decisions may have to be made in minutes. So I think the mental fitness of the president is at least something mm-hmm. worth examining.
A listener notes, Professor Lichtman, that it takes a majority in the House for impeachment and then two-thirds in the Senate to knock out a president, to convict him
Correct.
On articles of impeachment. With the Republican domination of the Congress, how could President Trump get impeached and convicted under those circumstances?
Great question, and I address that in my book. First of all, it doesn't take a majority of Republicans to impeach him. Presume for a moment Democrats want to impeach him.
Yeah,
only some two dozen Republicans have to defect. That's just 10%. And Republicans are all up for election in 2018, and then they decide Trump's a liability and they're better off without him, particularly if the failure on health care is indicative of his inability to enact their agenda. And they love Mike Pence way above Donald Trump, and he becomes president if they get rid of Trump.
And you note this in the book, but a listener notes that yesterday Bill O'Reilly was sent on his way at Fox News, and President Trump's response early on was that he didn't think Mr. O'Reilly had done anything wrong. His treatment of women, that's addressed in your book. You believe that could cause his downfall as well. Why?
Yes, I have a whole chapter on that, and without going through it all, we're all familiar with the sordid details of his bragging about sexual assault and a dozen women or so accusing him of sexual assault and voyeurism. And he claimed that he would have information to debunk all of them, and he didn't. And he attacked some of those women personally. And one of them, Subservos, is suing him for defamation. And her lawyer is the famous feminist lawyer Gloria Allred, who said, I want to get Trump in the courtroom, and I want him to testify under oath. And remember, it was lying under oath that led to the impeachment of Bill Clinton. And so there could be an impeachment trap being set here through Donald Trump's treatment of women. Just as O'Reilly's past with women came back to haunt him, Donald Trump's may as well.
But to this point, Donald Trump, along the way, people were counting him out as he was running. And of course, he did things that would have undermined many other campaigns, if maybe all other campaigns. And now you're calling for his impeachment. He seems to thrive on chaos.
He does. And that, you know, that could work pretty well as a businessman. That could work well as a candidate. He seems to be even trying to use it as a tactic in foreign policy. But here's the difference. When Donald Trump had a failed deal before, he could walk away. He could declare bankruptcy. He could leave others holding the bag. He can't do that as president. For the first time in his life, Donald Trump is accountable for what he does and what he says. And the ultimate accountability is impeachment. But impeachment won't occur unless the American people are knowledgeable about it, which is why I wrote my book, and unless the American people decide to demand impeachment. You know, there's been a lot of energy directed against Donald Trump, but it's like smoke going through a chimney unless it's directed to an end.
Lastly, Professor, another listener notes that you got in the arena. You actually ran for office, I think it was in 2006. So you know what it's like to be on the other side.
Boy, do I ever. And I have to say, it was, you know, I'm a political expert, as you can hear. You know, I'm familiar with public speaking. That I found running for office absolutely agonizing. I'm kind of the anti-Trump. I love talking about issues, as your listeners can hear. I was very uncomfortable as a candidate talking about myself. But the worst thing was the power, and here I kind of sympathize with Donald Trump. And by the way, I do have a chapter in my book about how he can get out of impeachment called The Way Out. You know, I was an outsider. I was a professor, and I couldn't crack the political establishment here in Maryland. I could get national political figures to come and endorse me, but I couldn't get, you know, the councilman next door. The party turned inward.
Well, it's quite a book, The Case for Impeachment, from Dr. Alan Lichtman of American University. He correctly predicted that Donald Trump would win the election when just about every other pundit was saying no way. We appreciate your time today, and congrats on your book, Dr. Lichtman.
Thanks for a great interview, and I look forward to talking to you again.